Men are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Welcome to Shooter's Corner, your program for conversation on guns, shooting, and your Second Amendment rights. Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. Now, your host, Chuck Indereeden.
Welcome, listeners. It's currently hot, like H-O-T-T here in Fairbanks. Welcome to Shooter's Corner. You're here with Chuck. We got Cindy, also a.k.a. Boise Bell, and we have a guest on today, Matt Klein. He'll be introducing himself here in a little bit. But, yeah, stay hydrated. I know I was out running a little bush saw or whatever, cutting down, what was that, rose hip and some saplings and stuff like that in our yard, and I was like, holy.
And not enough trees. We need more.
I felt like I was in Georgia. Like the humidity and
the heat. Without the pool.
Without a pool, exactly. It was like, oh my gosh. But then again, you know what? I started feeling better instantly after I talked to my dad down in Phoenix, Arizona.
115.
Yeah, something like that. Insane dry heat. And everybody's like, oh, but it's a dry heat. I don't care. It's sucking the moisture out of my eyeballs. Like, there's not enough beer to refill your eyeballs.
No, that's like us at negative 30.
Well, yeah, so dry. I get it. Yeah, you have to ground yourself before you kiss each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, so we're going to have kind of a hodgepodge of stuff going on today. We're going to talk about the Senate bill. We're going to talk about the reconciliation bill going through Congress at the federal level as well. But nonetheless, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call 458-TALK, 458-8255. If you're out of state, listeners, love you guys, dial 907 first. And hey, for those listeners that we have in Europe, because I know we have a few, actually.
We do.
You should dial that country code of 1, because we are number 1, always. You can also live stream us at any time at kfarradio.com. So if you're listening to us off your Starlink, cool. Just click on that big orange ball that says listen live. And as always, we have Teresa running the board for us because Chuck screws it up consistently.
Yes.
And I don't pay attention to time. And apparently that's important in radio land for sponsors to have their air time. I was like kind of joking at the beginning. I was like, how about if we just take all the sponsors and like add them to the end? They could have like a 20-minute segment or something like that with the Valdez Fishing Report. Like,
nope.
Yeah, that doesn't work. Let's get the show started. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Also understand that freedom is not a bargaining chip. It is not a line item on a tax ledger, and it certainly is not a favor that politicians get to hand out when the timing suits them. Gun owners must take note. We must not allow this betrayal to go without consequence, and that is at the voting booth. Remember, next week we're going to have Representative Will Stapp. He's currently still on our schedule. We're going to talk about some of the legislation that they've been trying to push through the Alaska legislature. Remember, our shotgun class is August 9th. I get it. It's a one-day, 10-hour class. We just did the rifle one. Matt, you were out there with us on that. Cindy Foot bailed on us. Matt, feel free. There's a big brown thing right there in front of you. That's called a microphone.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what this was. I've never done this before.
Yeah, you can talk into that. Our defensive handgun for the armed citizen class is posted on our website. That'll be the 19th and 20th of July. That's two full days there because on the 19th, you're going to do all the handgun stuff, holster work. We're going to talk about the legal aspects of engaging if you have to. And then on the 20th, you're going to implement all of those skill sets into your scenarios. Yeah, that's right. You're going to do scenario-based training with live role players and airsoft. It's a, kind of an eye-opening experience for a lot of people.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a really good class to take, and I recommend ladies come out there and take that class with your husband.
Or because that is probably going to be your battle buddy.
It will be if you are married, and if you're not and you've got a good friend you want to take a class with, one you like to hike and go do things, it would be great.
That's actually a good point. Yeah. Because we all need a battle buddy. A
we do.
Man, so.
Whether you're hiking, riding your bike. Matt, riding your bike.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. After this morning, sure.
Yeah.
Matt just witnessed some people.
Alaskan's finest.
Sure. But I get it. You know, a lot of people are like, hey, I got my concealed carry permit. Like, I'm good. I went and shot a box of, like, ammo over at Alaska Ammo or down at South Cushman or maybe at Uncle Billy's Ranch down in South Texas. And, like, I'm qualified. No, you're not. Because you don't actually understand the legal aspects of that carry when you may use the deadly force and stuff. Those are the things that we're going to talk about in our classes, as always.
I need to touch on that a minute. It's not just about taking the class. It's taking the class and understanding the legal aspect of everything. You don't have to carry every day, but you need to understand, and you need to be able to operate that handgun if something should happen.
Correct. For the same purposes that people keep a fire extinguisher in their house, right?
That's right.
Like, we don't want to have a fire. We don't want somebody to kick our front door in.
No.
But should that, in fact, happen?
You need to know how to operate.
Then we need to know how to operate an RFN.
Yes. Yes.
But by the same token, just having the fire extinguisher doesn't make you a firefighter.
That's right.
Having a gun doesn't make you a gunfighter.
No.
You have to have skills and practice that.
Yes.
But, cool. I kind of like to include this sometimes, you know, people talk about like, hey, what's situational awareness? Like, okay. And one of the things that, you know, Clint Smith always talks about is logic, L-O-G-I-C. It's one of those things that most people miss. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like common sense, right? A lot of people don't have that. But what I did is I kind of broke down logic into like a mnemonic, if you will. So look for unusual behavior or environmental changes. What is that? That's like heuristics and how you interact with your environment, how your environment is when you at a baseline. Like if you walked into Costco, you would expect it to be what? Like noisy, people shopping, that kind of stuff. Chatter,
safe environment,
kind of
like you that bike rider out there. She thought she was in a safe environment. She thought she was riding her bike and safe. But would I have rode my bike right there around a bunch of homeless and get knocked off my bike?
Well, probably not.
No.
That's paying attention to your environment.
Yes.
If I ride across to the wrong side of the road, then I need to understand that, like, there's a consequence to that, maybe.
Yes.
So don't go there if you don't need to.
Yeah. Well, that's the same in Costco. It's the same environment. We feel like it's a safe environment.
Right. But if I was to walk in there and the dynamic had changed and, like, nobody's doing anything, like, it's quiet, then, like, wouldn't that set off, like, some type of caveman DNA alert system? You think it would, but you know what? You'd be surprised how many people just don't pay attention to that at all.
It's not paying attention. I think they're just more focused on everything they have to get accomplished or what they need to do.
Maybe you're absolutely correct, Cindy. Like, they're overwhelmed by...
The 101 tasks.
The 101 tasks that they have going on in their life, yeah. So, all right, we're going to leave it off on that because we want to kind of get to bat, too.
Yes.
But guess what today is?
Tell me.
Nice. I appreciate that. And I will. It's Juneteenth.
Yes.
Right?
It's a very important day.
Sure. State holiday, too, and a federal holiday as
yes,
of 2021. Celebrated on June 19th marks the day in 1865 when Union General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston, Texas, and announced that all enslaved people were free. More than 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation. Like, I guess news travels slow.
2 years, that's a long time.
Yeah, that was like a slow pony ride, apparently. Like, could you imagine that nowadays? No. It's like 2 milliseconds news travels. So it's often called America's Second Independence Day and became a federal holiday in 2021.
It should have been a federal holiday years ago.
Maybe. As for the role of Republicans, the Republican Party was founded in the 1850s as an anti-slavery party, emerging from a coalition of former Whigs, free soilers, and abolitionists. Abraham Lincoln, the first Republican president, issued the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863, which declared freedom for enslaved people in Confederate states. However, enforcement depended on Union military victories, which is why many enslaved people, especially in remote areas like Texas, remained in bondage until Union troops arrived. The 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery nationwide, was passed by a Republican-controlled Congress and ratified in December of 1865. So, yes, historically, the Republican Party played a central role in the legal abolition?
Abolition, yeah.
Ah. Abolition of slavery.
Yeah. In the United States.
States.
Cool. Also, make sure you pay attention to that National Constitutional Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. I think that's still working its way through. Do you know anything about that, Matt?
Everything I've seen, I try to keep up with as much of this as I can, but there's so much to keep up with. But I haven't seen it hitting any other levels outside of, I believe it was President Trump saying, this is what we'd like to do, it should be this way, or the Supreme Court, I can't remember which one, don't quote me on that, but allowing everyone to be able to carry in any state as long as they do have their license to carry or concealed handgun permit or something of that nature. I believe it's a great idea. It shouldn't be something we even have to argue about. I think everyone should be able to carry wherever they want, just because, like I saw this morning, you know, things can happen, and having the right to defend yourself.
That's actually a good point, and that's what we love about the state of Alaska. Hey, when we come back, we're going to continue on this conversation with Matt, but also we'll go into Matt's introduction.
Yes.
Awesome. We'll be right back. Shooter's Corner, 97.5, 660 AM here in Fairbanks, Alaska. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Fish on! The Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you by Frontier Outfitters. Drop in and explore their extensive fishing department. Rods to reels, lures to lines. You'll see fresh and saltwater, as well as fly fishing tackle for every game fish in Alaska. Stock up on supplies for your Alaska-sized summer of fun. Coolers to camping gear. Frontier Outfitters is your first stop to making your next outdoor adventure a success. Your store for the outdoors. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Lori Prox here with Thale Steenhoven. You are an avid angler, but you're not going to get to fish this year. Tell us why.
I say the rain tried to kill me last year. I fell off the boat, and so my fishing, I'm just going to be a spectator this year.
So a great fish story. You fell off the boat, but the boat was not in the water.
No, that would have been wonderful. But no.
You've been talking to a lot of folks going fishing. So what's the early season look like here in Valdez?
Early season looks really good. I know that there have been quite a few early season halibut caught, which is great. This year, everybody that I've talked to has managed to catch some fish, some that are pretty nice, some that are small, you know, when they aren't able to get out as far. But talking to a lot of the captains, it looks like we're going to have a pretty good halibut season here in Valdez.
And it seems like not just halibut, people are hitting the rockfish as well.
Early season is usually pretty good for rockfish, and that seems to be true this season also. We've seen quite a bit of cod, some rockfish, you know, no yellow eyes yet, but yeah, I've seen some cod and some China rockfish, so looks good.
If you're looking to catch a big halibut, silver salmon, or rockfish in Valdez, get geared up at the Prospector in Valdez. Need boots or rain gear? Prospector's got it. Our Valdez store has rods, reels, tackle, bait, and even coolers to bring your catch home too. Talk to our local experts and get the right gear for Prince William Sound. The Prospector's open late all summer.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
Going camping is the simply satisfying, relaxing way to enjoy the Alaskan outdoors. Plan to get the most out of your experience with a visit to Frontier Outfitters. Check off your list of essentials, such as tents, sleeping bags, and cookware from your favorite brands, such as Mountain Hardware, Kelty, Slumberjack, Coleman, Jetboil, and more. Garmin GPS. Protect your eyes with sunglasses by Oakley, Maui Jim, and Costa. Your successful camping trip begins at Frontier Outfitters. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle. Discovering things out on the road is just one of the joys of RVing, unless you've discovered a problem with a propane appliance or electrical issue. Take it to Price RV to keep your RV road ready. Price RV maintains your propane heater or stove, inspects and repairs wiring or electrical issues, fixes broken water lines, leaks, and vent problems. Before you get on the road, get over to Price RV. Call 907-651-6626, end of Plaque Road on Marble Court in North Pole.
Hey Fairbanks, Bryant from Auto Trim Design. Now's the perfect time to get your work truck set up right. From toppers, back racks, beacons, running board seat covers, floor liners, bed slides, ladder racks, and so much more. Auto Trim Design has everything you need to tackle any job. Our commercial toppers keep your equipment and tools secure and out of the elements. Need to keep your bed organized? Add a deck drawer system to easily access all your gear. Contact Auto Trim Design for your professional truck grade accessories today.
Customized by Auto Trim Design.
KFAR weather.
Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 85. Winds out of the west around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, slight chance for isolated storms. Lows level off around 58. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt, or...
Boise Bell. Dana approved it.
Oh, you actually got approval?
I did get approval. Miss Dana approved it.
Yeah, it's funny. I got an email from Montana Kid Hammer the other day, and he was like, called me Chuck Wagon Chuck. And I was like, hold on. Like,
we
how
still
can
have,
I, like,
we
how
still
can
have
I, like,
not come up
figure
with
this
name.
Right? I'm thinking, because I am a Kentucky colonel, could it be Colonel Chuck Wagon Chuck?
No.
So like Triple C.
You sound like
my brand.
You sound like that dog commercial Chuck Wagon way back when we were kids.
Oh, where the little miniature Chuck Wagon came sliding around the kitchen floor or whatever.
Or no, that one, or the guy would come out on the horse and it was a Chuck Wagon. I think I was young. I made you myself.
You thought you were young then?
No, I was young then. There was no thought about it.
Yeah, okay. Moving on before I get in trouble. All right, Matt.
Yes.
You have the floor. Tell us who you are.
Well, first I'd like to say thank you guys for having me on. This is really cool. But my name is Matt. I just recently medically retired out of the Army. I was an infantryman for the last 9 years. Got to do a lot of really cool stuff. Spent my time conducting light and mechanized infantry operations as well as air assault, urban warfare. Worked a lot with counter improvised explosives and unmanned aerial vehicle systems. With all that being said, I've been very active within the firearms and tactics community for about 20 years on the civilian side. Started at 8 years old doing shooting competitions and kind of moved on from there. But I've been trying my best to merge the military side of information and training with the civilian side. I believe there's two sides to every coin, but I believe at the same time, both can be used for each other. My experience with the most up-to-date implementation of warfare and warfighting information have allowed me to tailor what I personally need for my training and my own defense, as well as the people around me, people who have come to ask, or when I was in the Army, asking how do certain things work, what do I need to purchase, how do I maneuver this way, all sorts of stuff. Definitely helped me be able to instruct people and help me understand what most people are dealing with or most people are looking for, generally, because not all of us are on the same wavelength. Where I'd say this comes into play, especially with C4 Training Group, is I feel like I'm bringing in an outsider's look at the civilian training aspect of things. Coming from the military, there are similarities, like I said before, but knowing what I do and spending all my free time understanding the implementation of warfare and defense, I can cater and tailor what I know to better assist with training everyday people, freedom-loving Americans, to better themselves and their families. With all that training over the last 20 years being roughly the same ideas, just different implementation, I focused on the modern age of gear, kit, weaponry being made and available to the United States citizens. I imagine when you had first come in, Chuck, what you saw then versus what's available now, it's night and day, especially with the cost of certain items, especially something as simple as night vision. But like to make sure that people can acquire and use those items to our advantage for whatever scenario people need to justify their purchases or their use case for said items. I believe there are people stuck in their ways who learned something 30 years ago, and that's where they're kind of okay with being at, which is fine for certain people, but I don't believe if you're not willing to progress, also telling other people a bolt gun and a shotgun is the only thing you need, and that's the best home defense or personal defense you'll ever have. You don't need to go past that. I think there's a million different ways to skin a goat, and I feel like taking advantage of what's out there, the training that's available from every person with every different walk of life, I believe gathering all that, picking the good from it, and pushing out the bad will help you become a better well-rounded tactician and just civilian in general. I like to specifically train for the idea that if someone comes knocking down on our door, whether it be enemies foreign or domestic, I want to be able to survive and fight with items that will give me an advantage over someone considered an enemy. That doesn't mean if I buy this really expensive item, it'll make me better. It means if I'm making an investment in whatever product that is, whether it be training or kit, I will utilize it to its maximum potential, and I will learn everything I possibly can to maximize my potential lethality and technicality in whatever use case I deem fit or choose for it. It's a little bit about me. A lot about me.
That was a... Did you take a breath?
What? It was like a 10-minute elevator speech.
I was trying to just get it out of the way,
all right? All right, give me your 30-second elevator speech, and we're going to, the 120th floor.
Absolutely. Sears Tower over here.
And Cindy, what are you doing, Cindy?
Taking photos for social media.
You're so funny. All right, so let's break down what you said.
All right.
There, Mr. ChatGPT.
I do like the fact that you're willing to bring your military training and bring it to the civilian force, because we do need to look at that.
Some things are applicable, and I'll be quite honest with you. Yeah. And Matt's probably going to agree with this somewhat. The military actually has some really bad habits.
They do.
Absolutely.
And the mission is different, right? So you have to understand that, and here's one of the problems that I do see. One, I picked up on the fact that you said, hey, look, some people are kind of grounded in their training from 20, 30 years ago. We understand that things change, right? Science has changed.
Yes.
We now have a better understanding of the physiological and psychological effects that stress has on the body. Here's how we can change our behavior. Oh, by the way, we change our behavior through training so that we react different. But what a lot of people will do, though, is they'll buy military gear. And I heard you say that, too, like my kit, those kind of things. Because they think that that will make them more proficient.
No.
Here's the deal. If you could become really proficient with Grandpa's 1911, that's good. Like, if you could hit the longest distance in your house, let's say it's a 15-yard hallway or whatever, right? Like, if you can be consistent AC zone shots on target at that range every time, that's good.
Yeah.
But what happens is somebody can't do that, and they're like, oh, then maybe I should put a red dot on. That's going to make me better. Mm-hmm. And then they put a red dot on, and they're like, oh, now I'm slow. No, it's because you have to change your behavior. You have to, update your training to facilitate that red dot, right? So
I experienced that because my red dot, until I went through the class as a student with you, it's like a huge difference.
Exactly. But yes, we believe kind of our core concept with C4 is to train responsible armed citizens. I don't need them to be Army Rangers, Navy SEALs, those kind of things. That's not the mission package.
No.
That's not the intent. The intent is to make them responsible enough to understand dangerous situations, make cognitive decisions based off of what they know, and then react to them appropriately. I think that would be the easiest way of kind of summarizing what all of our training is.
Yes.
Like when we did the rifle class last weekend, it was like June 14th or whatever.
Yes.
I told the students then, if I could teach this class in my underwear, that would be how you're going to fight this gun. You're not going to have, a level one freaking battle belt and a kit chest.
$2,000 outfit.
Or the dude who, kicked in your front door and you grab your rifle off the side of the bed or whatever and you freaking foot bail to the stairwell.
No, you're not.
You know, 9 times out of 10, you're not going to have that. Now, if we're invaded by the Chi-Coms and all of a sudden it's like Red Dawn and I'm sitting in a building and all of a sudden I see these paratroopers landing in the parking lot, that might be different.
No, those are drones. They send drones now.
Yes. True that, but everybody understands my concept.
Everybody understands your concept.
Most people that are probably listening have seen Red Dawn, right? I mean, even Teresa's probably seen Red Dawn.
The original, not the remake. The remake was not as good.
Yeah.
Correct. The original. But you understand that, there's a time and a place for that. It's like if I'm traveling in an RV, right? What's one thing that I can always take with me pretty much across all state lines?
Rifle.
A basic pump shotgun or a basic type hunting rifle, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So if that's all I have, then I got an idea. How about you become really proficient at that? Learn how to run a lever action, because that's pretty much accepted in all states. Now, what I would not do is subscribe to Biden's concept of using a double barrel shotgun. He was like, I remember just seeing it like the other day. Oh, I told Jill that if she hears anything outside, just to walk out on the back porch and let both barrels go of that double barrel shotgun. Whoever had like ill intent would leave. Okay, genius. You know, I don't know. Was that before or after half your brain fell out?
Be nice.
Well, okay, fair enough. But here's the deal. We got to get ready to go into our half-hour break now. So for our local national news, we don't have another Valdez fishing report, do we? I really want to know how the halibut are doing. But anyways, when we come back, we're going to continue on our conversation here with Matt here at Shooter's Corner. KFAR Radio out of Fairbanks, Alaska, 97.5, 660 AM. We will be right back after this break.
This is Mark Levin. Don't miss the Mark Levin Show weekdays from 3 to 6 right here.
Fox News, I'm John Zossier. Iranian missiles hitting Soroka Medical Center in southern Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the nation will not back down from attacking Iran.
We are committed to destroying the nuclear threat, the threat of a nuclear annihilation against Israel.
More than 70 people wounded in the attack on that hospital. President Trump calling on Iran to surrender. The president is weighing his options regarding Iran as he's exchanging threats with the country's leadership. Arkansas Congressman Rick Crawford on the Fox News Channel believes the U.S. needs to continue to support Israel, says Iran poses a great threat to the entire region.
The Gulf states recognize this threat as well, that Iran has been a regional hegemon for a long time, and Israel has reached a point at which they have to take action.
The White House saying today they will take the next 2 weeks to decide what to do with Iran. Their supreme leader says they will not surrender. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Anchor's Daily News reports, while opioids have been involved in most of Alaska's drug overdose deaths, another drug is a frequent contributor to those outcomes, and that is methamphetamine. A little over half of the fatal overdoses in Alaska from 2017 to 2023 involved methamphetamine use, most commonly in combination with opioids, but also sometimes in combination with other types of drugs, said a new bulletin released by the State Department of Health's Epidemiology Section. The contribution of methamphetamine can be overshadowed by effects of opioids like fentanyl, said Riley Fitting, the state epidemiologist who wrote the bulletin. Overdose deaths in Alaska typically involve acute opioid poisoning, the bulletin noted. But the health deterioration caused by long-term methamphetamine use, with harm to cardiovascular or respiratory systems or other body functions, can exacerbate impacts of opioid use and make people more at risk of fatal overdoses, the bulletin said.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
What does it look like when your faithful friend in the driveway has an off day? Well, it looks like no fun, like bumming a ride to work, the store, rescheduling lunch with your yoga instructor, all because your four-wheeled pal is waiting for parts. We do our own routine maintenance, but our chariot depends on us to schedule that for them. Airboat and inboard service too. Family owned and operated. Keeping Fairbanks on the road since 1967. Rogers Auto Repair. Discovering things out on the road is just one of the joys of RVing. Unless you've discovered a problem with a propane appliance or electrical issue, take it to Price RV to keep your RV road ready. Price RV maintains your propane heater or stove, inspects and repairs wiring or electrical issues, fixes broken water lines, leaks, and vent problems. Before you get on the road, get over to Price RV. Call 907-651-6626, end of Plaque Road on Marble Court in North Bowl.
It's that time of year again. The sun is out, roads are clear, and gravel is everywhere. At Auto Trim Design, we have you covered. With our self-healing paint protection film, keeping your paint looking showroom new and defending from rock chips and scratches, helping your car stay flawless for years. With our ceramic window tint, not only will it add a stylish look, it also provides protection from harmful UV rays, reduces glare, blocks heat, and increases privacy. From exterior protection to interior comfort, Auto Trim Design has you covered. Stop by or give us a call to get your vehicle ready for summer in Alaska.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck Boise Bell, or Colonel Chuck Chuck Wagon.
No, I don't like that.
I don't either. That's zero freaking ring to it.
Chucky, Chucky, Chucky.
Yeah. Chucky Cheese Chuck Wagon.
Chucky Cheese.
Anyways, we're here with Cindy, and we got Matt, our guest, on today. Matt is going to start working with us as another fellow firearms instructor with C4 Training Group. So, Matt, what's your preferred handgun right now? Like, what do you tend to shoot?
I have always gone with Glock. I'm not using a Glock right now just because I am testing a different pistol out.
Which one is that?
It's the T-Sauce Night Stalker. It's their take on a 2011. Got it very cheap. Trying to put some rounds through it for a review. I like it, but there is nothing that comes close to a Glock. Every time I have gone with a Glock, it's usually a Glock 17 or a Glock 34 just because I always carry a light. And if my light is protruding long enough, my barrel probably should too as well. That's just something I bought into when I was younger. But yeah, Glock's for everything. That is my favorite pistol, and I will always, always, always trust my life with a Glock over anything else.
Okay. So what's the manufacturer of this 2011 series light?
It's T-Sauce. So actually on the break talking about the Turkey stuff, I think it is Turkish made.
Is it the M249?
No, that's a saw.
That's the saw.
No, it's a...
That's a squad automatic weapon.
Oh.
No, it's... Yeah.
I have one of those.
Yeah. I can't appendix like carry that.
Put it on your Christmas wish list.
Yeah. I mean, if you could even find one of those at a Class 3, like, automatic, an M249 saw, that would be, like, insanely expensive.
Oh, yeah. You're probably looking at $500,000 to begin with.
Yeah.
Easily.
Okay. So, anyways, a Turkish...
Yeah, Turkish 2011. It's been nicknamed the Turcato online.
It's like Turcanelli's.
Exactly.
The Vanelli knockoffs.
Yeah, when you brought that up, I was kind of chuckling inside.
Was that because you were talking to Chuck?
A little bit. A little bit of the Chuck funny. Chuckles. but no, I think it's a cool platform. It's a neat idea, but it's got kinks it needs to work out. I think the market for it was suppressor-ready pistol that has an optics cut and takes 21 round magazines for a 9mm all steel frame. Really cool idea, but it's not a Glock. Simply not. I don't trust it like I trust a Glock, and I don't have enough rounds through it to say buy this or don't, but I probably wouldn't recommend it.
When you said you'd do this for a review for whom?
So there is a firearm shop back in El Paso that I was kind of sponsored by. They were giving me discounts, but they wanted to see how it was going to perform before they actually sold it on their shelves. So I got one for super cheap from them, and the deal was to put about 10,000 rounds through it and then give them feedback on it. I had a year to do so, and we're only 6 months into it. And yeah, it's just for them just to see if they want to carry it or not. Probably be leaning towards the don't.
So when you said review again, are you doing that on like some type of social media?
It will be on YouTube. So
do you have your own YouTube channel?
I do. One of them I do remain anonymous on, just for the simplistic part of I don't believe in there needs to be a pedigree behind what you're saying or teaching. Everything is I'm a Navy SEAL, so you should listen to me. I'm Special Forces, whatever. So you have to take my wording. But it will go on a different review. It's actually going to be called Matt's Firearm Review. And then that'll be my first video that it goes up on that one. And then I'll be sending that out to the shop, and they can put it on their website if they want to or whatever they want to do it with. But, yeah, I will be uploading it onto YouTube.
Got it. Okay. Rifles. What's your preferred rifle?
Ooh. Are you talking if I just could build anything, if I wanted to buy it off the shelf, how do you...
Let's talk off the shelf.
Off the shelf?
Stuff that normal people would be able to buy.
Normal people, a BCM. BCM 14.5 pin and weld with whatever muzzle device you want, if that's what you want, if not 16
BCM being Bravo Company?
Yes, correct. Bravo Company Manufacturing. I've heard they're expensive from people who don't like to spend money, but they'll have 15 PSA ARs, all of them doing the same, but... I believe BCM for the price of, I think it's about $1,700, probably the best AR you can purchase on the market at that price point to be able to do almost anything, especially with their accuracy and warranties for the weapons themselves.
PSA, Palmetto State?
Yeah, Palmetto State Armory.
Gotcha. Got to be careful with acronyms.
Yeah, I forget. Not everyone is in the know as much, so I need to explain better.
All right, so caliber, you sticking with 5.56?
Yep, 5.56. I like the 5.56 platform just because, one, I'm very used to it, but two, especially like how we talked about science ever evolving, not only applies to the medical field, but with firearms as well. And 5.56 continues to get pushed further and further past the limits that we thought. Not only that, it's cheap, it's readily available, it's a NATO cartridge, and I think for a fighting rifle, I believe it's the best you can go with, plus being able to go down to 223 for training rounds or training cheaper ammunition is a good aspect. And if you're really on a budget, you can buy a 22 conversion kit and at least get the repetitions of firing a rifle through or firing your rifle but not having the recoil of it, or maybe you're just getting into shooting altogether.
Yeah, those are actually pretty convenient. I don't know if anybody's ever tried those, but I think at one time I have like maybe 6 or 8 of those conversion kits.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're actually pretty convenient to have as well, shooting just 22 long rifle. Yeah. And if you put a suppressor on it as well, it's incredibly quiet. We have a caller. Go ahead, caller. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt here at Shooter's Corner. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Tom Kennedy.
Hey, Tom from Sportsman's Warehouse.
Yeah, the retired teacher guy.
Yeah.
Hey, when are you guys going to have your next Red Dot training? There's so many people that are getting into the Red Dots lately, and I always put you folks forward for, you know, basic handgun. There's a lot of folks that are worried with World Affairs. You know, they kind of want to step carefully into the pool, but when you show people how a Red Dot works, they really like that. You know, it's much more intuitive than just a regular firearm.
Yeah, no, I get it. Well, look at our calendar. I'd have to find a Saturday or something like that that I have free, to be quite honest with you. July and August is already filled up, so it would probably be in the fall after normally moose season.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like a ladies handgun class too?
We've tried a couple ladies handgun classes and they never get booked.
Exclusively only ladies.
Only ladies. I do. Yeah. We just found that.
We'll have a lot of people that'll say, oh yeah, we need to have a ladies class. And then you book it, meaning you set it up and everything, and then nobody signs up or they like change the dates or something like that. So our ladies class that we tell people to come to if they want to is essentially our ACHP, because that is essentially the 8 hours of NRA basic pistol plus all the laws that you need and requirements that it meets the state for the Alaska concealed handgun permit. So that is actually a really good basic pistol class.
And then the defense of the armed citizen. And we've asked hundreds of our students, the women we have asked, are you guys okay with training with men? And all of them are fine.
Yeah. No, there's nothing wrong. There's no problems there. It's just, you know, there's a lot of ladies that are, you know, professional ladies, ages, you know, like mid-30s to 60s that are interested. You know, they'll come in with their son or they'll come in with somebody else, and they're interested. And that's why I kind of put that forward, is like, They are kind of like, well, I don't want to do it with my husband. I'd rather do it with, you know, a group of people. And so maybe I should just, you know, go over to Alaska Ammo and get a bunch of your cards and have them there at Sportsman's.
Yeah, you can do that.
You can do
Or I could drop some off for you.
We can drop some off. And then what I'll do is sit down, and I'll sit down with Chuck this fall, and we'll look at putting together another ladies class, and we'll see how many we get signed up.
I know who was. I was talking to school board member Morgan Dillian, and she's looking at that. She was really impressed with how Red Dot works, and she wanted to get into it. And I said, well, you know, C4 does a lot of classes, and they're really comfortable type things. But I think that, you know, when it's not just, you know, there's guys that are kind of like, you know, new and starting into it. They come from someplace like Massachusetts or California. And they're interested in guns, and then they make some decisions like, I want a 10 millimeter, and I want it compact this small, or I want a little tiny 9 millimeter that's just, you know, really tiny, and you go, you know, that's going to be harder to shoot. Why don't you look at, you know, like a full-size Glock 19 or an Echelon or something like that? And people get in their minds, well, this little gun is going to be easier to shoot because it's smaller, and in reality, it's the opposite.
Exactly. Hey, so shoot me an email, Tom, and let me know when you're going to be working again. I'll swing by, drop off those cards and stuff like that, and we can chat a little bit more about that. Sound
it's
great?
Easy. It's Thursdays, Fridays, and then I'm on Sundays.
Yeah, shoot us an email. So
Thursday, meaning today.
Yep.
Yeah, in the evening. I'm in the evening on Thursdays, Fridays, and then on Sundays all day.
All right. Well, we got to go into our last break. And so, Tom, I really appreciate your call. Appreciate
Thank
that info.
Guys.
And we got to let you go there, buddy. But nonetheless, we'll go into our last break. And when we come back, we're going to be with Chuck, Cindy, and
Boise
Matt
Bell.
Here at Boise Bell. She's liking that thing. And we'll be back right with Shooter's Corner, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, KFAR Radio here in Fairbanks.
There's fishing, and then there's dip netting. Frontier Outfitters knows you need to maximize your catch and that you're working against the clock. So they make it real easy for you to get what you need fast. Whether you're on a boat or shore, from permits to dip nets, they carry fighting handles, D-handles, and more. So your tired, numb hands can hold on when that big king tries to yank your gear into the river. Plus those poles and the extensions for those deep holes and replacement nets as well. Your next outdoor adventure starts at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Hey Fairbanks, Bryant from Auto Trim Design. Now's the perfect time to get your work truck set up right. From toppers, back racks, beacons, running board seat covers, floor liners, bed slides, ladder racks, and so much more. Auto Trim Design has everything you need to tackle any job. Our commercial toppers keep your equipment and tools secure and out of the elements. Need to keep your bed organized? Add a deck drawer system to easily access all your gear. Contact Auto Trim Design for your professional truck grade accessories today.
Customized by Auto Trim.
Discovering things out on the road is just one of the joys of RVing, unless you've discovered a problem with a propane appliance or electrical issue. Take it to Price RV to keep your RV road ready. Price RV maintains your propane heater or stove, inspects and repairs wiring or electrical issues, fixes broken water lines, leaks, and vent problems. Before you get on the road, get over to Price RV. Call 907-651-6626, end of Plaque Road on Marble Court in North Pole.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 85. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tonight. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 58. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
All right, welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, or Boise Bell, I should say. She's like really attached herself to that. And Matt here, KFAR Studios here in Fairbanks,
Chucky,
Alaska.
Chucky Cheese.
And we're on 97.5, 660 AM. Once again, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in at 458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. And remember, you can always go back and listen to our archives as well. If you've missed any of our past shows, like the last 2 weeks we had Montana Colonel Montana Kid Hammer on talking about the guns of the Texas Rangers, you can always go onto that KFARradio.com, scroll down on the right-hand side where you see that white square that says Shooter's Corner with Chuck and Dereden. Click on that, scroll down past my bio, and you'll find all the archives there for the show. We've got it to where we're now listing them by name, so it gives you a better idea instead of just a date of what the show entailed. But a little bit back to Matt, we were talking about favorite gun. Apparently, it was a Turkish manufacturer.
Absolutely
thing.
Not. Don't put those words in my mouth.
But, yeah. I really like Glocks, but I'm going to go with a Turkinelli. And then rifles was Bravo Company Manufacturing, the BCMs, and upper and lowers.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so absolutely. It's just strictly BCMs, period. Yeah.
If you have the funding to do so, which, again, just save up a little bit, I would 100% recommend a Bravo Company Manufacturing AR.
Huh, I'm always been a Colt guy. But anyways, got a second caller. Go ahead, caller. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, or Boise Bell. Well, I'll get used to it, Cindy. BB. We're here with BB and Matt. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, you got it all out?
Yeah, I got it all out.
I don't know. Age is getting them.
Whoa, Hammer.
So I'm calling in just to get your opinions on some of these non-lethal pistols that they have out, like the burner launcher.
Okay.
What are your views on those, and how reliable are they?
So a couple things. One of the things that I had the option or the ability to do, you know, I'm a state firearms instructor, taser instructor, and deadly force instructor. But what that's what we consider to be less lethal, right? So pepper ball guns. Some of the nice things about the Byrna is the ability to have some type of kinetic energy on whatever the threat is.
Right.
Here's some of the issues, though. I was reading some pretty interesting articles like that John Correa from Active Self-Protection had put out, and some of the things he was referring to was you're carrying a device that looks like a handgun.
Yeah.
That's one. So if you go into a location where handguns are prohibited, the first thing that's going to come out of people's mouths and form in their mind is, oh my God, they have a gun.
Yes.
Right.
So they're not, they don't care about that. The other thing is unique to Alaska, to be quite honest with you, is even if you were to use their powder pepper ball ammunition, understand that under the frigid temperatures that we have, like 30, 40 below, they are probably not going to break. And we've seen that, especially with the troopers shooting like a pepper ball gun or something like that in low or frigid temperatures, and that ball is incredibly hard. It's almost like shooting a marble or like the kinetic rounds.
Right.
Okay. Now, you could shoot other rounds out of them.
There's a lot of plastic cracks in the wintertime, but it's probably because it's a liquid filled that turns into like a ice ball.
Right, but these aren't necessarily liquid filled, though. They have like a PAVA powder in them. You can Google that, P-A-V-A, or like an OC powder.
Okay.
But what they won't do is they won't break as easily. So right. Now you made a kinetic. You have to understand.
Especially in the wintertime, somebody might be wearing a thick parka, which is going to absorb some of the
impact.
Right.
And then they won't break.
Right.
And that's the other thing is people don't understand the targeting zones that you have on a person when shooting like a pepper ball gun at them. Right. We never aim for the head and we never aim for the groin area. Right, we always try to have impacts in the center mass of the chest, legs, or back, right? And then never at the back of the head. And then the other thing I noticed that Byrna had is only a 10-shot limit per CO2 cartridge. Okay. Now, think of this. Like, my first two or three rounds be fuller power, and then all of a sudden, like, if I start to get 8, 9, 10, what's my velocity going to be on it then?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, those are all things that were kind of brought up, and I was like, yeah, I could see that. So, and it's pretty big. It's not concealable as a Glock 19.
It's like a smaller paintball gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is like a small paintball gun.
They have a mini one now, which is a lot smaller. It's still, I agree with you on, on what you're saying. I guess it boils down to it's a summertime piece of equipment. More than something you'd want to do in the winter.
You know what else is a summertime piece of equipment?
Well, now here's the other thing. Here's
a taser.
If you're
tasers are actually summertime pieces of equipment too. Put a heavy duty Carhartt jacket on a person, and those darts will never have any NMI effect, neuromuscular interference.
If I'm carrying something like a Byrna launcher and I have pepper balls rounds in there, and it's wintertime, I mean, the only time it's going to freeze or get that cold is going to be if I expose it for a long enough time in that cold.
Right.
I would either be in my car warm, in my house warm, or on my body, with a parka over it, keeping it warm. So,
correct. There is some truth to that.
I don't like open carrying anything. It just makes people nervous,
Right. Well, even if you have it on outside of the waistband holster kind of configuration, right, then it's still going to be exposed.
Right.
Even if you have a jacket over it, to be quite honest with you. We see that. We see it with our tasers is where we kind of see that as well. And that's kind of a more of a summertime weapon system as well, to be quite honest with you. Because you put a heavy Carhartt jacket on, the darts on a taser are going to be zero effect.
Exactly.
If you do contact with a taser, then it's just a pain compliance because you get no neuromuscular interference or lockup. So... yeah, it's kind of a hit and miss thing, especially with the Byrnas. I know Sean Hannity and a bunch of other people are really pushing them. Of course, they get paid to say that as well. I don't receive any money from Byrna, and I just know what the effects are.
I've gone on YouTube, and I've seen quite a few videos, and a lot of them are like misfires and problems, and I don't know if they've cleaned any of that up yet, but
right.
They don't look that reliable either.
Well, here's the thing. You're in a fight for your life. You fire this thing, and now all of a sudden your Pava ball breaks inside your gun, and you're incapacitated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, was that a win? No. That's not a win. Cindy's even shaking her head like, no, that would suck. Yeah.
I think a lot of people do the testing, and my opinion on this is they're not taking the weather, the climate into consideration.
Right.
Well, they have, but they don't. That's counterintuitive to their sales.
Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah.
Like, why would I bring that up?
They're not going to bring that up.
No, yeah. They're not going to bring that up.
So. Okay. Well, hey, I really appreciate your info. That helps a lot.
Yeah, no problem.
You have a good day.
You have a great day. Enjoy the sun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I'm waiting for the snow. Are you kidding?
No.
Not really.
This stuff is horrible.
Get in line. Right. Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's like the second call we got on the Burna thing.
Maybe we need to do a test this winter. Do we have one?
Can I shoot you with it, though?
I'll let you shoot me with it.
No.
No. It's done.
No, we got those. Testing. No, we have those dummies.
We got another caller.
We have those dummies.
I got another dummy. Walks and talks. We'll see what the effects of the Papa
absolutely.
Is. Absolutely. All right, we got a second caller.
This is Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Yeah, I've been thinking about getting a Burna. Seems like a good idea for certain applications.
Sure.
But I guess it's something you'd never want to use in your own house, you know, if someone broke in because it spread that gas all over the place.
Well, it's a power. I apologize. Yes, it is. It would be a bitch to clean up. It would be. It would be hard to clean up. Like, because even if you tried to, like, vacuum it up with your shop vac or something like that, you're just spraying it all over the air.
That'd be hard to dust.
Yeah, yeah.
The dust might settle on a person. The guy that shot the Burna. It would get on and wouldn't be as bad as the guy that got hit by it, I suppose. But one thing, if I may,
sure.
Just slip in, having to do with something you said earlier in your program about Juneteenth Day.
Sure.
I don't quite share in the view that Juneteenth Day should be raised to the status of a national or state holiday. I think it's a fine holiday for those that want to celebrate it or observe it. But like St. Patrick's Day, I don't think should be a national holiday, or Halloween, or Pearl Harbor Day. Some of these days are on the calendar, of course, and we observe them. Some of us observe them. But I don't think it should be, Juneteenth should be elevated, because I don't think it does enough good, like, for instance, what Memorial Day does, or Veterans Day. Those things actually do active good, because it focuses people's attention on the sacrifices that the soldiers have made, and it thanks the soldiers, and actually helps with recruitment to try to get the best and the brightest to apply for the military. Those are some of the purposes that I see served. And I see nothing served. I mean, certain people, you know, a lot of African Americans might like to celebrate it to kind of feel solidarity for the hardships that some of their ancestors had. But at the same time, it can maybe cultivate feelings like, well, maybe we need reparations for that, which I'm against.
Chuck, the private citizen, does not disagree with you. There we go.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Randy.
Bye.
All right. So, where were we? Pepperball. Oh, I could see an application for it if there was, like, dogs or aggressive dogs. Like, you can literally hit the ground in front of them and put that powder in the air around them, and maybe that would deter them. I don't think it would have much of an effect of a bear, though. I was kind of thinking like that. Like, could you shoot the bear with it?
Maybe 30 of them, but
they're hibernating in the wintertime, so...
But okay, but even then, could you use it to protect against an animal? Yes, maybe a dog or something like that. But like,
if it's outweighing me, I'm probably not using that.
No, no, sticking with a 12 gauge slug or
357.
Something. Yeah. All right, so we got 1 minute left. Are we just going to sit here and stare at each other?
We have 1 minute. Well, okay, you got 1 minute left. So.
All right, Cindy. Tell me why you think it would be a great idea for the ladies of this community to come and listen to you speak at our Defensive Handgun for the Armed Citizen class, and go.
I think it's really important for women to feel safe and understand. Guns are not scary. It's all how you use them.
I agree. So, hey, people of the community, if you want to expand your knowledge and your proficiency, come out to our defensive handgun for the armed citizen class. Next week, we have Representative Will Stapp with us.
Yes.
Matt will probably show up again, too, because he's another 11 Bravo as well. So we'll have 311 Bravos in the room and Boise Bell. All right. We'll be back next week here, Shooter's Corner. Thank you for listening. As always, listen to the archives. We're out.
You've been listening to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. To listen back to this or any past episode, log on to KFARradio.com and click on the archive page. And thanks for listening to Shooter's.
Stay tuned. Fox News is on the way on KFAR Fairbanks, the heartbeat of Alaska.